Good evening, I'm Christian Esguera, and welcome to this episode of After the Fact, where we get to see things quite clearly, where we get a better sense of the truth. Let's start by dissecting the news. It's been nearly a week since Metro Manila went on lockdown once again, this time to contain the Delta variant of COVID-19. Locking down people, of course, means limiting their movement and shutting down businesses, leaving only those involved in essential services. The national government has promised cash aid, a maximum of 4,000 pesos for every family. But we know this won't be enough to last them for 2 weeks. Tonight, we'll talk about how local governments are coping with this latest enhanced community quarantine. Now, be part of our discussion. Send us your questions and comments on our YouTube live chat or tweet us using the hashtag ANCAfterTheFact. Joining us tonight is Tabuada City Mayor Toby Tiangco and San Juan City Mayor Francis Zamora. Good evening, gentlemen, and thank you for joining us on the program.
Good evening, Christian.
Mayor Francis.
Nakasabay ba kami? Good evening, okay. Mayor Toby. Christian.
Good evening. Parang MMC meeting lang uli, ano? Coming together. Anyway, I'd like to start with Mayor Toby Tiangco muna. Regarding this distribution of cash aid, so marami nag-iintay dito. Has this actually started? 1,000 pesos per person but maximum 4,000 pesos per family.
Yes, nagsimula po tayo kahapon ng umaga. At today, ang na-distribute na natin ay... Andito eh. Tuloy-tuloy po yung distribution natin. Ang na-distribute na natin today is a total of 23,783,000 pesos out of the 197,713,000. So nasa 12% na po tayo as of today, no? Pero kaya nga ako na late pumasok dito dahil nagmi-meeting kami. May mga kasing nagpa-positive sa City Hall, so may mga nagiging close contact dun sa distribution teams. So inaaral namin kung paano gagawin, baka mabawasan yung distribution teams habang tumataas yung COVID cases natin.
Okay, so when is the distribution expected to be completed for Nabota City?
Binigyan tayo ng 15 days, no? So subukan natin matapos yan within the 15 days given. But of course, madaming variables dito eh. Paano kung yung isang team may mag-positive? Siyempre, lahat ng kasama niya nun sa site, ano yun? Close contact yun. So siyempre, yung team na yun, mahihinto muna. Kasi ang ginagamit natin ngayon, 5 teams, face-to-face distribution, pinopost natin the day before kung sino yung mga tatanggap at a certain time. So ganun po yung ginagawa natin.
So when you say face-to-face distribution, yung tao, your beneficiary, yung pumupunta sa, ano, sa isang location?
Yes. So 8 to 9, ito yung mga nakaschedule. 9 to 10, ito yung mga nakaschedule. 10 to 11, ito yung mga nakaschedule. Ganun po.
Okay. In the case of San Juan, Mayor Francis Zamora, how's the distribution going?
Yes, so far so good naman tayo, Christian. In fact, yesterday we finished 4 barangays and today we finished another 4. So naka 8 barangay sa tayo. Pero yung sectoral groups, meaning yung 4Ps natin, natapos na rin natin today. So naka 30 million pesos na po tayo out of our 101 million pesos. At ang ginagawa ho namin dito, 100 beneficiaries per hour per barangay. And we assign serial numbers to each of the beneficiaries. So basically, alphabetical in order para walang samaan ng loob kung sinong nauna, sinong nahuli. At kailangan sundin yung time slot nila. And this worked for us last April, so we're simply replicating it. And in fact, it's easier now because yung listing namin nung April, yun naman ang uulitin namin ngayon. Just in case na hindi lahat mag-claim, which also happened last April, that's why we had to generate 4 lists hanggat naubos namin yung pondo. Kung sakali mangyari ito ulit, we will look for other beneficiaries. But we will of course give the initial people in the list at least 2 chances to be able to claim. Pag talaga on the 3rd try, hindi na talaga pumunta, no, ay maghahanap kami ng iba kasi sayang naman yung pondo.
Okay, so Mayor Toby, he mentioned that there are certain problems regarding some of those assigned to distribute the cash getting sick with COVID-19. In the case of San Juan, do you have a similar problem? Or what are the other challenges that you're also encountering?
Right now, so far, wala pa naman po nagpa-positive. And of course, very realistic yung kinakwento ni Mayor Toby sapagkat nangyari ho yan sa amin noong April. But the difference now kasi syempre, mas marami ng vaccinated. In fact, lahat ng umaharap na mga staff ng City Hall ay fully vaccinated na. Yan ang nakikita kong kaibahan ngayon compared to last April. So, God willing, wala naman po maging glitches. Kung sakaling dire-diretso tayo, I'm optimistic that San Juan will be able to finish within the 15-day period.
Within the 15-day period. I'd like to go back to Mayor Toby. There was a report that the DBM has approved the release of an additional amount for cash aid over Virginia Metro Manila. So how will this be distributed and how much exactly are the people, for example, from your city expected to receive in additional funds?
Ay, Christian, doon sa amin hindi yun additional. Yun eh pagbalik lang nung kulang. Kasi noong April, ang natanggap natin is 199,871. 199,871,000. Tapos dito sa unang release, ang natanggap lang natin is 197,713. So kulang siya ng 2,158,000. So ibabalik lang yung 2,158,000 para kung sino'y nabigyan last April, mabigyan din lahat na yon. Kasi kulang yung unang release eh.
So hindi siya additional technically for Navotas?
Hindi siya additional for Navotas. Kasi di ba mas maliit eh. Yung una kasi, yung last April, total yan 11 billion plus eh. Ang pondo lang this time, readily available, was 10 billion plus. So yun, kaya may mga LGUs na nagkulang-kulang. Sa amin, kulang ng 2,158,000. So pag binalik yon magiging the same lang noong April. And di ba noong April naglabas pa yung local government ng 26,117,000 pesos. So yun pa rin yung hinahanap namin na portion, yung ilalabas pa ng local government para mabigyan talaga lahat nung nabigyan last time. Kasi kahit doon sa 199,871,000 hindi namin mabigyan lahat eh. So supplemental budget kami noon. So magsu-supplemental budget ulit kami ngayon. Kaya lang hinahanapan muna yung savings tsaka yung mga projects na pwedeng i-revert para yun ang panggalingan ng mga pondo.
Okay. In the case of San Juan, Mayor Zamora, is this the same situation? Or talagang magkakaroon additional cash aid yung mga taga San Juan?
Last April, we had a total of 98 million pesos. So for the ECQ ayuda now, naging 101,794,000 na kami. So nadagdagan ng almost 3.7 million pesos. So alam ni Mayor Toby, the last few days, yan ang matinding usapin nga sa Metro Manila Council sapagkat yung ibang mga cities na bawasan, iba naman nadagdagan. Pag natatanong ako paano nadagdagan, hindi rin namin masagot because we really don't know how they compute the figures. Swerte na lang ang San Juan na nadagdagan. But of course, I feel for the other cities na nabawasan because ang expectation ng mga nakatanggap last April, makakatanggap uli sila ngayon. So naintindihan ko po yung kalagayan ni Mayor Toby at ng ibang mga kasama nating mayors.
Wait, clarify natin kasi baka magkaingitan among LGUs. No? So sa San Juan nadagdagan, sa Navotas nabawasan noong April or may hindi nakatanggap pero mababawi because of this additional fund. Tama ba Mayor Toby?
Hindi, mababalik lang kung ano yung amount.
Mababalik lang?
Nakulang compared doon sa April.
Hindi lang anong paliwanag sa inyo? Bakit daw kulang ng April?
Well, hindi nila mapaliwanag. Ako ang tingin ko, no, ang tingin ko, baka nagka-honest mistake doon sa computation kasi alam nila na kulang yung pondo eh. So kung kulang yung pondo, 'di ba? Ang pinakamadaling ginawa doon is prorated na lang. Pero wala, ganun nangyari. So okay lang sa amin naman basta mabalik lang yung ano, yung kulang, okay na. Swerte lang si Mayor Francis na dagdagan, pero okay lang.
So yung mga taga Navotas, bukod doon sa matatanggap nila during this two-week ECQ, ibabalik sa kanila, hindi nila nakuha ng April?
Hindi, Christian, hindi nakuha ng April. I mean, ang sinasabi
natin... Hindi nakatanggap ng April?
No. Di ba, if we will give the same people, liwanagin natin, kung ang bibigyan natin is parehong bibigyan natin ng April, dapat ang natanggap natin na amount is pareho ng April.
Yes.
Di ba? Ang natanggap natin noong April is 199,781,000. Ang natanggap natin ngayon is only 197 2,713,000. So kulang siya ng 2,158,000. So kung hindi ibibigay yung 2,158,000, hindi natin mabibigay yung portion para doon. So hindi ito for April, ito yung for now na kulang compared doon sa binigay nung April.
Okay. Maliwanag. O, sige. Okay. But of course, I'd like to ask about the sentiment of the people because whatever amount the national government has been providing since last year during the lockdowns, we know that the amounts are not enough. No. So for example, in the case of Sanjuan, how are you helping your residents cope with the situation?
Hey Christian, before I answer that, I just want to share something that we're doing. Para pag magtanong nga yung mga beneficiaries, may masasagot kami maayos. Una-una, para sa mga SAP beneficiaries, so SAP 1, SAP 2, SAP waitlisted, and 4Ps, binasin natin yung amount na matatanggap nila, Christian, sa social amelioration cards na sila mismo ang nag-fill up. So kung nag-declare sila ng 4 members of the family, then that's 1,000 times 4. If they declare 3 members, then that's 3,000. And kung dalawa, 2,000. Kung isa, 1,000. So hindi sila pwede makipagdebate at sabihin nila, anim kami o walo kami o sampu kami. Sapagkat sila mismo ang pumirma ng cards na yun. So we kept all of these cards. In fact, nung nagsimula yung ayuda nung April, hinalungkat namin lahat yon at yun na naging basis namin ng amount. So that when they ask, we can immediately show the cards to them and say, ito yung basihan namin sa amounts na ito. So pwera dyan, syempre meron tayong food packs para sa ating mga areas na may granular lockdown at lahat ng nagka-quarantine sa ating facilities ay may 3,000 pesos din po na incentive kung sila po ay lilipat sa ating quarantine facility. So very challenging tong panahon na to. Dahil alam naman natin, walang masyado nagbabayad ng buwis, sarado halos yung mga negosyo noong nakarang taon. So 300 million po ang binaba ng budget namin for 2021 compared to last year. So we really have to ensure the collection for the year ay mataas kahit pa paano para kung sakaling mangailangan pa tayo ng karagdagang pondo, meron tayong papagkunan.
Okay. In the case of Ana Botas earlier, Mayor Toby, you mentioned the supplemental budget that you had to release in the past. No? So paano ngayon?
Ganun din. Sisikapin din natin na makapag-supplemental budget no? Para maitulong. Diba? Kasi hindi naman kami obligado. Diba? Dapat lang i-distribute namin yung galing sa national government. Kaya lang, pag linis na yung mga talagang kailangan tulungan, yun nga yung pondong kulang. So magdadagdag pa kami. Pero sana maintindihan ng ating mga kababayan na pag nag-supplemental budget tayo, hindi lang naman ang hinahanapan natin ng pondo is yung pang-ayuda. Eh, no? Naghahanap pa tayo ng pondo dyan ng pangbili ng gamot. Naghahanap pa tayo ng pondo dyan ng pambili ng pagkain ng mga nasa CIF. Pambili ng PPE. So habang tumataas yung cases natin, ang daming ekstrang gastusin na kailangan. So hindi lang naman yung ayuda ang kailangan gastusin. No? Pero I think 99% mahahanap namin itong 27,117. So kung sino yung mga nakatanggap last April, pati yung galing doon sa local government na pondo, mabibigyan din po sila.
Okay, pero gaano kahaba pa yung PC? In the case of Navotas muna, I ask the same question sa San Juan because this has been it's been more than a year this pandemic.
Wala, sagad na eh. Katulad nito, yung ibang mga proyektong ayaw naming ihinto o ayaw naming i-cancel, kailangan namin talagang i-cancel eh kasi wala naman kaming pagkukunan ng pondo eh, na i-revert sa supplemental budget, eh, di ba? So talagang dito manggagaling ito. For example, may ni-request silang kalsada na bako-bako. Eh kung hindi masimentohan yan, ito na yung paliwanag kasi hininto namin yan dahil ginamit namin pang bigay ng ayuda o ginamit natin pambili ng gamot o ginamit natin pambili ng PPE, pambili ng pagkain. Dito po napupunta yun.
Okay. How about San Juan, Mayor Zamora?
Pareho lang sa amin sapagkat gaya ng binanggit ko, no, yung basihan ng business taxes for 2021 ay yung gross sales ng 2020 at dahil karamihan sa mga negosyo ay sarado o limitado lang yung operating hours last year, talagang mababa ang collection natin. Kahit yung real property tax, we had to extend several times sapagkat hindi talaga nakakabayad yung mga taxpayers natin. And it's something that we also understand. So kinakailangan tulungan lang din eh, the government and the constituents, that we have to both understand each other's situations. At syempre, itong mga darating pang buwan, tandaan nyo, marami pa rin mga pangangailangan ng ating mga mamamayan. Yung quarantine facilities alone, yung pag-sustain niyan, yung vaccination center, syempre we had to hire more people, yung logistics, all of these are added burden to the already shortfalled budget of the city. 300 million pesos, malaking pondo ho yan. 2.5 billion kami last year in terms of budget. 2.2 billion na lang ngayon. So kinakailangan talaga gamitin yung pondo ng maayos na we have to budget it all the way till the end of the year. At nakapag 16 waves rin nga kami ng ayuda since last year. Ibig sabihin yung food packs distribution natin, we have been able to give 16 times since March of 2020. Pero hindi natin inasahan syempre na magkaka-ECQ muli ngayon. Kung kaya't hindi natin magawa yung dating nagagawa nating weekly distribution, but we are saving a little para pagdating ng Pasko ay meron man tayong mabigay din na food packs sa ating mga mamamayan sa San Juan.
Sabihin, talagang aabot pa to ng Pasko, no? Talaga expectation, we have to be realistic, eh, di ba?
Ang problema yung Pasko, hindi pwede cancelin yun.
Oo nga. Sige, yung isang tanong sa inyo, Mayor Toby tsaka Mayor Zamora, yung how are you managing the expectations and trying to temper the sentiment of the people? Because I suppose a lot of them have been very much dismayed because of this pandemic, which has been very protracted, no? And you are considered as the political frontliners in this pandemic. So, for example, in the case of Navota City, how are you dealing with those sentiments?
Hindi, dapat siyempre pakinggan yung ating mga kabayan. So every Saturday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. mayroon akong Facebook Live na lahat pwede magtanong, lahat pwede magsabi kung ano yung mga problema nila para malaman din natin kung ano pa yung pwede nating maitulong sa kanila at mapaliwanag din naman sa kanila kung talagang yung mga expectation nila ay hindi natin kaya ibigay. No? Mapaliwanag din kung bakit. Mas maganda yung gano'n, nagkakapalitan ng ideas para nagkakaintindihan. Naiintindihan na rin naman ng ating mga kababayan yun yung sitwasyon ng gobyerno. Kasi wala naman talagang, lahat hirap dito eh. Hirap ang ating mga kababayan, hirap ang negosyo, hirap ang local government, hirap ang national government. So the only way to get out of this is talagang magtulungan eh. Wala naman ibang solusyon dito kundi tayo magtutulungan. So yun, okay, yun ang ginagawa namin every Saturday.
Okay, how about San Juan, Mayor Zamora?
Christian, syempre nakikita naman natin mga mamamayan, itong COVID hindi lamang sa San Juan, hindi lamang sa Metro Manila, hindi lamang sa buong Pilipinas, ngunit sa buong mundo. At lahat tayo ay dumadaan sa pagsubok na ito. But ang aking paalala lamang sa lahat, ano, itong panahong ito, syempre, we really have to adhere to all health and safety protocols. No? Talagang minsan kinakailangan magpatupad ng mga ECQ, MECQ, GCQ, but all of these are for the safety of everyone. Hindi naman natin ginusto mangyari ito, ngunit ito ang problemang hinaharap ng buong mundo. Kung napipilitan tayo minsan magsara ng mga negosyo, yun ay dahil iniisip natin ang kaligtasan ng bawat isa. So we are trying our very best to deliver our cities all the way until the end of this pandemic. Bilang mayor, alam ni Mayor Toby, ano, ang trabaho ng mayor sa panahong ito ang pinakamahirap sa lahat. Being the head of the city, it's really the biggest responsibility now of anyone in government kasi syempre lahat ng constituents namin umasa sa magiging mga decision to namin.
Okay, understandable yan. Pero pardon me for this next question because you know that the election season is coming. It's very close already. I'm just curious about how you guys are feeling. Is there also pressure on your part to actually deliver? We know that is your responsibility. Elections or no elections, you would have to do your job. Pero is any part of you somehow feeling that pressure for you to deliver? Because you might end up being judged or misjudged by your people, by your residents come election day. Mayor Zamora muna.
Alam, Christian, ito madalas kinukwento ko sa mga constituents natin. No? Itong panahon ng COVID, extraordinary. No? Dito lalabas yung kung sino magaling at sino hindi. Kasi kung pangkaraniwang panahon lang ito, everything is the same. But this is and this is something that's different. So lalabas dito talaga yung tunay mong galing, tunay mong pasensya, tunay mong determinasyon. At kung papag-usapan po ang election, sa totoo lang, hindi ko po iniisip yan. I'm just thinking of my daily duties as mayor. Sinisigurado ko na bakunado ang bawat San Juanenyo, hindi sila nagugutom. Pag kinakailangan i-quarantine, agad-agad nasusundo. No? Lahat ng social services natin, tuloy-tuloy po. Kung meron tayong mga binabawas, yun po yung mga infrastructure projects natin. But everything that's connected to social services, tuloy-tuloy na po yan. Libre ang ospital. In fact, even yung ating online education po ay meron tayong gadgets and laptops and fiber optic internet connection sa kanila. So lahat ng pangangailangan hanggat kaya po natin ay tinutugon na natin sapagkat itong panahon nga ng pandemya ay talagang isang matinding pagsubok sa lahat po ng lungsod o bayan sa Pilipinas at pati sa buong mundo.
Okay, Mayor Toby.
Ah, wala naman pinagkaiba, no? Because whether may COVID o wala, may election every 3 years, no? So, ang pinagkaiba lang is yung service yung kailangan ng tao, di ba? Dito, mas marami silang kailangan ng health services. But kahit walang COVID, you still have to perform, di ba? Performance is the best politics. So, naiiba lang yung pangangailangan ng tao dahil may COVID ngayon. Pero kung sasabihin, makaka-apekto ba sa amin? Hindi naman, kasi kung talagang gusto mo mag-perform at mag-servisyo, kahit naman walang COVID, sisikapin mo rin na magbigay ng servisyo sa ating mga kababayan. Hindi naman kailangan dumating yung COVID para maipakita mo sa mga kababayan mo na pinaglilingkuran mo sila. So, pareho lang.
Okay. Also, Mayor Toby, I'd like to ask about the vaccination update in your city. How many of your target population, how much of your target population has been vaccinated already, first dose, second dose?
Teka, hapunin ko lang yung report. Ito. As of today, out of 170 target population, ang nabakunahan na ng first dose is 132,019 or 78%. Ang naka first and second doses na is 85,736 of 170,000. So that is 50%. So 78% ang naka first dose at 50% ang naka first and second dose na.
Are you still encountering certain problems? For example, trying to convince your constituents to have themselves vaccinated, or that's not much of a problem anymore? It's more about supply.
Hindi. Wala namin problema ngayon sa supply, no? Yung first doses namin, nabibigay na sa amin. Mas mabagal lang talaga kami magbakuna kapag walang walk-in. Kasi yung walk-in, hininto ko yan, kuna yan ever since August 5, even before mag-ECQ. Because na-notice ko, ang lakas ng demand, pag mag-walk-in talaga, talagang magsisiksikan yung mga tao doon, no? So, ang isang site kasi, mas madami talaga ang nababakunahan niya. The same site, no? Siguro 300 to 400 ang difference ng mababakunahan sa isang araw kung may walk-in at wala, no? Kaya dati, ang peak namin is 7,636, nung 7,636 doses per day noong may walk-in. Ngayon, ang peak lang namin is 4,231. So, that's a difference of about 2,400. Kaya eksaktong-eksakto, 6 sites, difference ng 400 per site, 2-4. Yun yung difference nun. So, pero we have to balance it, di ba? Kailangan balansehin yung safety ng tao at kalusugan doon sa bilis ng pagbabakuna. So, sa tingin ko, ito yung optimum balance na makakabakuna kami ng 4-2, hindi nga 7-6, pero safe yung tao dahil kailangan nilang lahat magpa-schedule.
Mas mamiminimize yung instances where they could possibly be infected, no?
Mas yes, pero admittedly, mas madami talagang mababakunahan kung may walk-in. Admittedly.
Okay. In the case of San Juan, Mayor Zamora, how's the vaccination going? You were the first about to hit at least 70% of your target population. Tama po ba?
Yes, Christian, as announced by Secretary Harry Roque 2 days ago, San Juan has already reached herd immunity. In fact, we have gone beyond our 70% target populations. We have vaccinated 114% of our target population, which is equivalent to 80% of our total population. So, yan ay 101,521 fully vaccinated San Juanenos already. And the target really is to vaccinate the entire population that is qualified based on age and health status. So we are just about 24,826 people away from vaccinating the entire city. Pero syempre, kasama dito, binabakunahan natin, Christian, ang A4 non-San Juan residents who are not from our city but working in San Juan, at marami rin po sila. Just imagine the entire Green Hill Shopping Center na napakalaking commercial area po niyan. Maraming tiangge, maraming retail area, restaurants, BPOs, yung ating mga business areas. So dito, marami rin naman po sila. So inaccommodate namin sila lahat, because for me, dahil araw-araw sila nandito sa San Juan, araw-araw rin namin silang makakasalamuha, at kung di sila bakunado, maaari rin silang manghawa. So we have to protect everyone, those living in San Juan and also those working in San Juan.
But by the way, Mayor Zamora and Toby, how do you avoid instances where there could be duplication in vaccination? We know that there are vaccine cards, right? Pero they have a database to actually compare whether, or check or double check whether a person had been vaccinated already. In the case of San Juan,
if you're asking kung na-vaccinate na dito sa San Juan,
or sa ibang lugar, tapos nagwo-work dyan.
Tapos pupunta sa amin. Ano? Actually, isa yun sa mga challenges ngayon, Christian. No? And yan, na-realize natin ngayon dahil ang dami nang nabakunahan. Nung simula pa lang ng vaccine program ng lahat, no? Nagsimula ng March, you would know na talagang first dose pa lang nila. Sapagkat March yun, 5 months ago. No? Then eventually, nakakuha sila ng second dose sila somewhere between 3 to 8 weeks, depending on the vaccine that was inoculated to them. And now eventually you realize posibleng tumalon yung mga vaccinees from one city to another, at magkukunwari silang hindi pa bakunado. No? At totoong challenge yan, Christian. Ano? At ito, na ang ginagawa nga natin dito, ang nakokontrol siyempre natin, yung sarili natin, no? Yung sarili nating data. But if you were to ask me, do I have access to the data of other cities? We do not. So that is a challenge that we are now facing, sapagkat marami nga ngayon na nagtatanong kung pwede magpa-vaccinate sa San Juan. Ang tinatanong ko muna, bakunado na ba kayo sa ibang lungsod? Sapagkat baka malusotan tayo ng yung nagsusubok mag-booster shot. So ano yan? It's a real challenge, Christian. That's a very good question. It's something that we have to discuss as a Metro Manila Council, how to ensure na hindi nga tumatalon from one city to another yung mga nagpapabakuna.
Okay, Mayor Toby, your thoughts on this?
Wala, there is no way, no, unless until such time na matapos ng DICT o ng DOH, whoever's in charge of the unified vaccination card, there is no way. The only way talaga is yung within the votas, kasi pag nag-present siya ng ID, matche-check kung tama yung pangalan niya, di ba? Eh yung pangalan na yun, naka-register na sa atin. So hindi na siya makakapag double vaccine, I think, in any LGU in Metro Manila, no? Pero yung posible na magka-double vaccine siya is 2 different LGUs, kasi there is no way talaga to check right now.
Hindi ba pwedeng gawa ng para isang database among all cities and municipality in Metro Manila? Yung hindi ba siya considered na low hanging fruit, something that you can harmonize already?
Hindi, kasi ano yan eh, request ko yan March pa, and ngayon lahat kami nagpapadala ng data doon eh, doon sa supposed database, lahat kami nagpapadala ng data doon,
and then hindi pa linked lahat yan.
Hindi ko alam yung status nun eh. Pero daily, lahat kami hinihinga ng data dun. Daily yun. Buong Metro Manila, nagsasubmit kami doon sa required daily report na yun. Kasi pag nagsubmit kami ng numbers ng nabakunahan, hindi lang numbers yun eh. Kasama dun yung tao eh. So kunyari, for example, to make it simple, 10 tao, dapat sabihin mo kung sino yung 10 taong yun at pati yung birthday and all the details. So pumapasok yun doon sa data ng DICT, and sila ang gumagawa nun, kasi yun ang padugtong noong yung unified vaccination card or national vaccination card, whatever you call it.
Mayor Zamora, do you think this is something that has been overlooked by the national government? Kasi nga, isang related problem dito yung harmonizing the contact tracing app, diba? So we have the Stay Safe app, pero there's certain LGUs pa rin that came out with their own contact tracing apps. Tapos there are certain LGUs that that came together to harmonize their own digital efforts regarding contact tracing, di ba?
Itong mga issue na pinag-uusapan natin, I believe function po ito ng DICT talaga sapagkat tama si Mayor Toby, no? We upload digitally lahat ng reports araw-araw yan. So lahat ng nabakunahan namin sa isang araw na mula nung Marso ay alam ng DICT at as far as we know, they are the ones who are in charge of the vaccine cards. Sila rin po ang in charge nga rito na siguraduhin na yung database ng aming mga LGUs hindi nagkakaroon ng duplication in terms of the vaccination. So we will again ask the DICT siguro kung anong status ng programang ito sabagat hinahanap na rin po ito sa amin eh. Yung lalo-lalo na yung vaccine cards. No? Ano ba ang patunay ng mga tao na talagang bakunado na sila? Kasi right now, kanya-kanya kami ng vaccine cards, kanya-kanyang design, kanya-kanyang layout, kanya-kanyang QR code. No? So kailangan meron talagang isang unified system para dito.
Okay. By the way, what happens to the vaccines that are not used? For example, in the case of San Juan, you've reached your target already, di ba? Pero may paparating pa kayo because of the purchase made by your city. Kung dumating yan, for example, what will happen to those vaccines?
Alam niyo, ang San Juan po ay nag-procure ng 100,000 doses of AstraZeneca. At ang dumarating pa lang sa amin ay 2,800. I'm talking about the city-procured vaccines. No? But in fairness sa national government, talagang marami hong dumating na nabakuna. Kaya nga tuloy-tuloy lang po kami. So para sa iyong katanungan, Christian, ano? Kung sakaling bubuksan na eventually ng DOH yung pagbabakuna para sa 12 to 17 years old, ibig sabihin, once kung dumating na nga ang AstraZeneca orders namin, pwede namin itong gamitin. Or if ever mag-expand pa yung mga prioritization list ng DOH to vaccinate other categories. Right now kasi A5 pa lang tayo, na meron pa tayong A6 and they can always come up with other classifications. So mabuti na rin na meron tayong sobra kaysa kulang. No? It's a better problem to have a surplus of vaccines rather than to lack it.
Okay, Mayor Toby, anong magandang gawin dito? Tsaka I think you also had your own purchase, no?
Yes, exactly the same. 100,000 doses, dumating 2,800, tapos may nakita akong notice na darating ng August 15, no? So unti-unti siyang dumarating. Ganun din. Christian, ang importante dito maintindihan is in order namin to noong January 10. Sabay-sabay kaming nagpirmahan noong January 10. Eh noong January 10, wala namang kasiguraduhan doon, 'di ba, kung ano yung mga darating na bakuna. So lahat kami, mas mabuti nang may in-order ka kaysa wala kang in-order dahil mahirap naman kung hindi ka mag-order, paano kung kulang yung bakuna. So ito yung panigurado namin na may magagamit kaming bakuna kung ano man ang mangyari. And ganun nga, pag nabakunahan na lahat noong 18 to 65, I think pag-aaralan naman ng gobyerno kung pwede nang bakunahan yung below 18, di ba? So may paggagamitan naman itong bakunang to.
Yung bang distribution of cash aid, are you also taking advantage of that to also vaccinate more people? Perhaps convince others who might have been reluctant before?
Ha, kami?
Oo, sa inyo.
Ay, hindi eh. Kasi madami nagpropose dyan eh. And dati nga, pinopropose na ilagay sa magkatabing site o ilagay sa magkalapit na site. Sabi ko, ayoko nung ganun eh. Kasi yung talagang pumunta for the cash aid, pumunta lang talaga siya doon for the cash aid eh. So ayokong maisip na parang kailangan na mabakunahan siya para makuha yung cash aid, no? Pangalawa, talagang gusto ko makumbinsi siya na mabuti sa kanya yung bakuna at hindi siya magpapabakuna because of the cash aid, no? So hindi namin ginagawa yun. Talagang magkahiwalay siya.
Okay. How about in San Juan, Mayor Zamora?
Christian, dito sa San Juan, mula kahapon, sinimulan namin yung Ayuda Plus bakuna. Pero hindi natin sila pinipilit, no? Hinihikayat natin sila. In fact, while they are lining up for the cash aid, we are playing educational and informative videos para habang nakaupo sila, no, yung mga hindi pa bakunado, na ko-convince din namin slowly At so far kahapon, ano, naka 300 vaccinees kami kasabay nung pag-claim ng ayuda. No? It's a small percentage compared to the total number of San Juaninos have been vaccinated. Ngunit ito yung bahagi ng mapping operations natin eh. Dahil nga madami-dami na ho ang nabakunahan natin. In fact, ito nga ho, no? Over 1,000 San Juaninos already. Yung natitira na lang hindi pa nababakunahan, ito yung hinahanap namin. At naisip nga namin, since pupunta na rin sila sa cash aid distribution, why not encourage them while they are there? So yesterday, we were able to get 300. Today, another 450. So 750 in 2 days. No? Not bad. This is purely voluntary. At ito na nga, no, Christian, bigyan nyo lang ako ng just 1 minute. No? I-share ko lang ito. Baka interested din si Mayor Toby marinig ito. No? Mm-hmm. Out of 325 active cases in San Juan, 120 ay asymptomatic. That's 36.92%. 187 are mild. That's 57.54%. 13 are moderate, 4%, at 5 are severe, so 1.54% lamang. At out of 325 active cases, 209 are unvaccinated. So pag ito pinapaliwanag namin sa mga tao, napapaisip sila. And then they realize, oh, magpapabakuna na ako. Lalong-lalo na ngayon may Delta variant. Natatakot sila, totoo yan. So they realize now the importance of getting vaccinated. Kasi ngayon, base sa datos na ito, no, ang aming ospital, 53% lang ang occupancy ngayon. Mababa yan to think that 325 ang active cases natin. Sapagkat karamihan po ng bakunado, kung sila man ay magka-COVID, nananatili silang mild to asymptomatic lang. Wala pa kaming naging moderate to severe case na ano siya, no, na hindi vaccinated, no. Ibig sabihin, nabakunado, no. So yung moderate to severe cases natin always unvaccinated. So once we explain this to people, napapaisip talaga sila, and then eventually they decide to get vaccinated.
That's a very important piece of information. Well, we're going to take a quick break. After the fact, we'll be right back. Welcome back to After the Fact. We're still joined by San Juan City Mayor Francis Zamora and Navota City Mayor Toby Tiangco. Okay, for this portion of our discussion for tonight, I'd like to ask you, Mayors Zamora and Tiangco, about this latest commission and audit report raising questions regarding how huge amounts in COVID-19 funds had been used under the DOH. Diba? Kine-question kung paano raw nagastos sa napunta, I think 67 billion pesos in COVID-19 funds. At alam natin on the ground, since you are the political frontliners, funds are a big problem, especially after more than a year into the pandemic. Your thoughts on this, First Mayor Tiangco?
Kasi hindi maliwanag doon sa audit finding if it was a disallowance or what eh. Kasi 'di ba kung disallowance, ibig sabihin yun talaga parang ano yun eh, pag disallowance kasi sinabi ng COA kailangan ibalik yung pera kasi talagang illegal yun. Ngayon kung ang problema ay procedural, minsan COA just tells the government agency to correct it, no? So hindi ko kasi nabasa yung report masyado. I mean roughly ko lang nadinig. So I don't really know what the finding is and what the recommendation is, kasi ang importante kasi sa COA report is yung recommendation. Ano ba yung naging recommendation noong COA finding? Yun yung pinakamahalaga eh. Because there will always be a finding eh, di ba? Auditors yan eh. So they will audit. They will ask the agency to explain. After the agency explains, they will decide kung ano yung ano nila. So hindi ko masagot yan unless I really know what the COA recommendation is.
Oh, kaya ako siya tinatanong because part of the pandemic management is also managing people's expectations and questions, diba? Malaking bagay information eh. Kaya for example, again, in the case of Mayor Toby, how are you going to respond? Let's say your constituents raise that question. Oh, wala tayong masyadong pondo dito sa Navota City. Panipis na panipis yung budget ng city natin. Eh, sabi ng COA, may 67 billion pesos under DOH. Pero hindi alam kung paano ginastos.
Hindi, okay. For Navotas, kung COA yung pag-uusapan, for the sixth straight year, yung Navota City government ay nakakuha ng unqualified opinion. Yun yung highest opinion na, yun yung highest rating ng COA, no? So this year, nakuha ulit ng Navotas yan. So yun yung sinasabi ko nga. The unqualified opinion is their assurance na maayos yung paggastos ng pera ng gobyerno.
Okay. How about San Juan? Your thoughts on this, Mayor Zamora?
Christian, yeah, kanina nga nakita ko sa news, no? In fact, na nabasa ko kanina tungkol nga dito sa pondong ito. So hindi ko siya fully nabasa, hindi ko rin naman nakita yung report. So I don't want to kumbaga blame anyone or any department at this point, pero mabuting aralin natin mabuti. But one thing's for sure, no? Kung merong pondong nakalaan para sa COVID-19, dapat ito'y gamitin ng maayos talaga. Sapagkat maraming pangangailangan na dapat tugunan, everything from ayuda, no? Hindi lamang ayuda ng cash, pati syempre yung ating COVID response and interventions, yung testing, yung quarantine facilities, yung medication ng mga pasyente, no? Napakaraming bagay na kailangan tugunan, kaya dapat gamitin ng wasto ang anumang pondong meron po tayo.
Okay. Punta naman tayo rin sa how your cities or your respective cities are dealing or managing this Delta variant, no? So basically, meron talagang community transmission na. In the case of Navotas, ano yung situation? Your COVID-19 situation there?
Ang taas talaga, no? In the last 2 weeks, umakyat kami ng 299%, no? Though last August 5 lang na detect yung Delta variant, sinasabi ko na doon sa ating mga kababayan ever since the end of July, huwag na nilang intayin ma-detect. Kasi yung hindi pag-detect, hindi ibig sabihin noon walang Delta variant. Ibig sabihin, hindi lang natutuklasan. Pero sa tingin natin, may Delta variant na. Kasi kung sa ibang lugar ng Metro Manila, may Delta variant. Eh ang tao naman dito pa, 'di ba, pa nagkakaikot-ikot lang eh. So talagang kailangan paghandaan yung Delta variant. At nandito na nga yung Delta variant. So talagang ang bilis na talagang makahawa. Tsaka yun na nga, ang daming batang nagkakaroon ng COVID ngayon. So confirmed na talaga na may Delta variant.
Okay, but what adjustments are you doing in terms of, let's say, testing, tracing and treating?
Hindi, yun. Talagang pinapaiksi na lang natin, sinusubukan iksian yung time. No? Kaya nag 24 hours swabbing na tayo. Kasi dati, di ba, for example, 8 to 5 ang swabbing. So bukas pa iintayin yung pag na-contact trace ng after 5, bukas pa mag-iintay ng swabbing. No? So ngayon, pag na-contact trace, talagang dadali na kaagad sa swabbing facility para mas maagang malaman. Siyempre, pag mas maagang ma-detect, all these things will move early at an earlier date, pati yung pag-isolate, mapapaaga siya. So yun yung ginawa natin. And even before nag-ECQ, napilitan kami mag-lockdown ng dalawang barangay starting August 3 because nga ang bilis ng transmission doon. And one thing we realized is talagang may community transmission. Because di ba dito sa Navotas, pag nag-violate ka ng health protocols, kunya hindi ka magsuot ng face mask, hindi ka mahuli kang social distancing, mahuli kang walang face shield sa loob ng public transport, mag-violate ka ng curfew. Ang penalty niyan lahat, penalty, di ba, is RT-PCR. So meron kaming data ng mga violators, anong percentage ng positivity rate, tsaka yung percentage ng positivity rate noong close contact. Hindi nagkakahalayo. Parang 5% lang ang difference ng positivity rate noong close contact doon sa violator na supposedly hindi naman siya naging close contact ng positive case. So what it means is that hindi nila alam na may mga positive sa paligid nila.
Mm-hmm. So give us a figure. For instance, ilan yung na-arrestong let's not use the word arrest, no? Ilan yung mga inimbitahan ng mga violators na sinubject to RT-PCR? Kasi kakaibang parusa yun, di ba? I don't know whether that can be considered as a punishment.
Hindi naman, hindi naman siya parusa. Ilong nila, kaya, lang, pero, kaya lang, hindi.
5% siya nag-positive.
Hindi. Parang kunyari, I have to get the figures. Eh. Binireport sa akin yan kahapon. Eh. Parang for example, if one is 23, the other is 28, di ba? Parang kunyari, 28 sa close contact. But I have to itetext ko habang kayo nag-usap ni Mayor Francis kung ano yung figures, no? Pero okay, bakit ba yun ang ginawa natin? It's not actually a punishment. It's early detection. The reason why we ask people to follow health protocols, mag-face mask, bakit? Para hindi ka mahawaan, di ba? So, on the other hand, pag hindi ka nag-face mask, malaki yung chance na ikaw ay nahawaan. So, para malaman na natin kaagad kung sa hindi mo pagsuot ng face mask, nahawaan ka o hindi, i-RT-PCR ka na namin kaagad kaysa bigyan ka pa namin ikaw ng penalty. So, yun yung parang nakita namin mas mabilis na solusyon. Malaman na kaagad kung itong taong to nahawaan ba o hindi. Because for sure, kung hindi siya, if he's not wearing his face mask properly, hindi lang yun ng panahon na yun eh. Habit niya na yun na hindi niya sinusuot properly yan eh. So, malaki yung chance na siya'y nahawaan kahit dapat na malaman kung siya ay positive o hindi para hindi na siya makapanghawa.
Okay, we'll wait for those figures. So, in the meantime, Mayor Francis, kumusta yung situation? Kanina binanggit niya yung, that was a very interesting data regarding the number of active cases in your city. Pero basta vaccinated, mild or asymptomatic, no? Pero how's your bed occupancy, for instance, in San Juan?
As of today, no, 53% ang occupancy rate ng ating COVID beds sa San Juan Medical Center. So that's only 40 out of 75. So mababa nga yan considering na 325 active cases sa tayo. And I attribute this to our vaccination program. Dahil binanggit ko nga kanina, no, yung limang severe cases namin, puro hindi bakunado. Yung 13 moderate cases namin, puro hindi bakunado. So yung ibang asymptomatic at ibang mild, sila yung bakunado. Ngunit ano nangyari sa kanila? Talagang konting sipon lang. Yung iba nga, wala talagang symptoms. That is why they are just in our quarantine facilities finishing the 14-day quarantine. So hindi tumataas ang COVID bed occupancy rate natin. At nagkaroon kasi kami ng 6 Delta variant cases, Christian, ano? And 3 are minors. Tatlo dito, below 18. Yung unang kaso namin, 25-year-old female. At pangalawang kaso namin, 9-year-old male. Yung 25-year-old female, katrabaho niya yung tatay ng 9-year-old male. So they were both working in a call center here in Metro Manila. At nahawa nilang isa't isa. Kaya yung tatay nahawa ang 9-year-old na anak niya, pati ang asawa niya. So dito mo makikita na totoong may community transmission na tayo. Out of possibly just 100 active cases, that's just an example of a number.
Pero kumusta yung family nila yan na nahawa, Mayor Zamora?
I'm sorry?
Kumusta yung situation ng family na yan na nahawa?
Well, na-contact trace na sila kasi prior. No? Tandaan mo, nalaman natin positive sila end of June. Nalaman lang natin Delta variant sila July 25. Ganon kasi katagal ang genome sequencing. That's a challenge because we only find out after the fact. Hindi namin malalaman yan immediately dahil una-una, like what I was trying to mention earlier, if you have, for instance, 100 cases in your city, siguro tatlo o apat lang ang magigenome sequencing dyan. Random lang yan. The balance, hindi mo na alam kung anong variant, pero alam mong positive. Yan ang, we have to treat each and every case as a Delta variant case.
That's very important. Mayor Toby, are you ready with the data?
Hindi pa sumasagot eh.
Sige, di ba? Okay na yan.
Alam po, hindi. Christian, hindi naman tayo millennial. Hindi tayo magaling mag-multitask. Napag-isa yung nagagawa natin.
Ito na lang yung tanong ko sa inyo. Ramdam na ba yung ano? Or is it still too early to gauge whether this latest ECQ is working or not? For example, in the case of Nabotas.
The only thing we know is that it was the right decision. Diba? Eh kasi kung ganyan kataas 12,000 cases, hindi naman tayo umabot ng 12,000 cases noong Abril, eh, 'di ba? Parang 9 or 10,000 lang yata eh. Eh kung hindi tayo nag-ECQ, ganong kadami na yung cases natin ngayon, 'di ba? So whether mahirap sabihin eh. Pero alam natin kung hindi tayo nag-ECQ, mas mataas yung cases natin. At alam din natin na kung hindi tayo nakapagbakuna ng ganitong kadami, mas padami pa yung cases natin. So at least, ang alam natin is tama yung ginagawa natin na nagmamadali tayo sa bakuna, tsaka yung ECQ, wala talaga tayong choice doon sa naging decision na yun kasi mas masama yung kalagayan natin kung hindi tayo nag-ECQ ngayon. So yung ginagawa natin sa ECQ ngayon na todo yung bakuna at todo naman din yung dating ng bakuna, mukhang That was the plan naman ever since the beginning, di ba? Sinabi naman yan eh, pag nag-ECQ, dapat todo-todo yung bakuna. So nagagawa naman natin.
But do you think this ECQ should be extended beyond 2 weeks?
Alam mo kung pwede lang, kung pwedeng wag na. Wala naman may gusto, unang-una walang may gusto ng ECQ. Lalong-lalo nang walang may gusto na mag-extend ng ECQ dahil hirap na lahat eh. Hirap, mahihirapan lalo yung tao. Eh yung national government, kung nahirapan na nga sila at kailangan mag-supplemental budget para mambigay yung ayuda namin, hindi natin alam kung may pagkukunan pa sila. Eh kami din sa local government, hirap namin kami. Wala na rin kaming pagkukunan. So wag na sana. So ang pakiusap natin habang may oras, yung mga tao talagang mag-ingat na sa kanilang sarili. Because yung sa vaccination capacity naman, parang hindi na dapat pakiusapan yung mga tao na magpabakuna kasi dito sa Navotas, overbook kami every day. Pag in-open up namin yung scheduler namin at every 8 p.m., in less than 1 hour, puno yung 3,000 slots. So ganun kabilis.
Okay. Finally, Mayor Zamora, do you think this ECQ, it will be more prudent to extend this after 2 weeks or not necessarily?
Hindi pa natin masasagot ngayon yun. We have to see the data siguro bago matapos yung ECQ period. But I agree with Mayor Toby. No? Talagang hirap na hirap ng lahat. Ngunit ito'y bagay na, we did this for the good of everyone. No? Alam ni Mayor Toby yan, nag-uusap kami lahat ng mga Metro Manila mayors. In fact, pinakitaan kami ng data no? Na kung hindi natin binago yung nakaraang quarantine classifications natin, kung nanatili tayong ganun, if we had not declared ECQ, aabot tayo ng 500,000 a day no? At some point because of the exponential growth of the Delta variant. And this was presented to us. So ang ginawa natin ay preemptive measures na para hindi na nga kumalat pa. Sapagkat mas mahirap talaga, Christian, na hihilain mo pa baba ang mataas na bilang active cases. At least ito still within manageable levels. Ang San Juan, ang pinakamataas na recorded active cases sa amin ay 1,226. And that was last April. Right now, we are just at 325. And I attribute this to the fact that most of our people are fully vaccinated. Kaya talagang may protection tayo laban sa COVID-19. So we really just have to keep on vaccinating everyone hanggat matapos natin ang entire population natin.
Okay, Mayor Francis Zamora and Mayor Toby Tianco, thank you gentlemen for joining us tonight on the program.
Thank you also, Christian. Mayor Toby.
Mayor.
See you sa next meetings natin.
Okay. So,
tapos na tong MMC meeting na ngayong gabi.
Normally, linggo ng gabi. Sabado, okay. Linggo.
So that's it for tonight. This has been your host, Christian Esguera. You can watch this episode again on iWantTFC or listen to our podcast on Spotify. Now for recaps and other exclusive content, subscribe to the ANC YouTube channel and catch up with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. See you again tomorrow after the fact.